Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. It's the first link in the description. There are also other great content creators posting there like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop. They post content that you can't find on YouTube. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have Life Imitating Meme. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with the Coomer meme, and you realize that it's similar to Louis C.K. He got in trouble by asking a woman if he could unzip his pants and drain his lizard right there in front of her, and she said yes. He got consent and didn't touch her, and it was still considered sexual harassment, and he tried to ruin his career. On the other side, we have Ellen Farber, a Christian against masturbation, and she sort of looks like a trad wife. Looks like the simulation is reusing its characters too many times these days. Up next, it looks like the transgender Trojan horses that came into women's sports, the government, beauty pageants, and so much more are now taking away women's attention, money, and power. You ladies accept it, so enjoy the choice that you've made. Leilani posted this saying that it's unacceptable and that women should fight for their rights. Leilani, but what is a woman? Don't you think that these trans women are women too? LOL. Please don't be a bigot. Number three, I asked everyone, what will this woman look like when she turns 50? Someone mentioned under my post that he already feels bad for her fifth husband, who's pretending to still be attracted to her at 50. Someone else mentioned that she's going to look like a Barbie doll that's been left in the attic since the 1920s. I say she's going to look like a crumpled up crossword puzzle. Moving on, we have a nice couple out for a date, and you know that in most men and women's minds, this is going on in the background. The man wants sex and the woman wants resources. Also, let's not mention that the double standard is that for women, it's socially acceptable for her to ask him to pay, but it's not acceptable for him to ask about sex. Only men are sexist, don't you know? Number five, looks like World War III is going to be fought between fat soldiers in China and America, wearing military muumuus. Both governments seem to be having a hard time finding young men that are thin enough and masculine enough to pass the army fitness tests. The Chinese are also saying that their men fap off too much. How much you want to bet that China is going to lower your social credit score if you watch spicy content and drain your lizard too much? Up next is the idea that there are female incels, which is a lie. The closest we came to them are fat and unattractive second and third wave feminists. But you know that some men would still want to smash women like her. Unfortunately for her, it's probably not the type of man that she wants. So therefore, she's going to make life living hell for all men because Chad rejected her. Moving forward, we see the difference between how women make a little extra money in America when compared to how men make a little bit of extra money in China. Both exploit stupid Western simps. It's the white simps that hold the world together, it seems. And if they disappear, the majority of those in our world will have to earn their own keep for a change. Number eight, we have Lizzo, taking it all off, which I can't show everyone, to change the conversation about beauty standards. Lizzo, no. Obeso, yes. Now I think we just need Jack Black to do the same to change the conversation about male beauty standards. Unfortunately, with 60% plus of women being overweight these days or obese in America, many guys will have to get used to the new beauty standards or not get laid. Of course, we know that they gladly just give up on women at that point and just get a lover bought a doll. Up next, we have women that are going abroad from America and seeking out relationships in other countries, saying that the USA has a toxic dating scene. All the guys they meet abroad will be interested in their passports and citizenship. But I think these women are chameleons trying to attract some of the passport bros. One guy was telling me that he would travel through Asia and America, and women would want to get into relationships with them. Western women. He was also an American. I wonder if that's what these women are doing. If men do it, it's bad. If women do it, good. This is a clear case of double standards. Number 10, we have transgender Dylan destroying more brands after Bud Light. Probably the biggest story from last week. Bud Light's stock was falling a long time before the market stunt, however. Speaking of stunts, it looks like Hollywood studios are pulling a stunt making female actresses less and less attractive from decade to decade, all in the name of inclusivity. Look at just how wonderful things are going these days with the remake of Little Mermaid. The resemblance is uncanny. Or is that Uncanny Valley? Number 12, it's fitting that a black man tells us that what a woman describes as a good man is actually a slave. I always say that women are looking for a man that's a slave that thinks he's free. But he also has to be smart enough to be useful, but dumb enough to be used. He has to be a slave with a six-figure income. Next up, we have my favorite this week. It's of a couple that reenacted a photo of their 5-year anniversary. Looks like the guy got to go his own way and he's holding a hoe in his hand, probably because she cheated on him. I bet you he wouldn't actually have as many gray hairs either if he had never dated her in the first place. Looks like he aged 10 years and only 5. Glad he can laugh it all off. Number 14 is another crowd pleaser. It shows us the difference between public housing for men with children versus women with children if the man can't financially support them. A lot of guys say that this is extremely accurate. Number 15, appropriately, we have a female prisoner, and ask you guys how you would open with her. Maybe ask her what her father or uncle did or didn't do to her. Maybe ask her how she got strong and independent and put into prison in the first place. Maybe ask her how she feels about being forced to take accountability for actions, which she most likely denies doing. Number 16, we have the future prisoner, Eleanor Williams, and she's been jailed for 8.5 years for lying about false allegations. Hopefully this will be a deterrent to other thoughts thinking of doing the exact same thing. She's 22 now, and I suspect that she'll only serve a year or two before being released, if that. Continuing the theme of prison, we have a meme showing us how much women are attracted to violent men with poor moral character, but the same-looking men with good character are completely unattractive. Goes to show that women are attracted to violent men. The number of marriage proposals and love letters these guys receive in prison is out of this world. Moving on, we have a woman complaining that her boyfriend, a 10, accidentally got her mother pregnant, and they're keeping the baby, so she doesn't know if he's now her stepdad or boyfriend. The best part is accidentally. Like he was just fapping off in the shower and her mother didn't actually know he was in there and came in and he accidentally slipped in the shower while cooming and lodged himself in her loins. I think the story is made up as he definitely doesn't look like a 10. Next, it looks like we have another woman seeking out attention claiming that 42 is the end and there's no life for her after because a Tinder date told her that she looked old. This is what happens when you sleep around for a couple of decades and don't land a man. Yes, she's old because she's gone to the point where she can't give birth no more. Number 20, we have the world's hottest trucker telling everyone that she was begged to do OnlyFriends, but she said no, because she already earned 6 figures as a trucker. She's a real woman and this isn't fake news. I've said it before that once women lose retail jobs, they'll start taking jobs in traditionally male fields. This is exactly what I mean. She goes by Dice and Havoc on TikTok. Up next, it looks like a woman was kicked to the curb by her boyfriend because she got angry at him, and uses the excuse of being hungry angry or hangry to avoid taking accountability. Looks like she tested his boundaries a little too far, and he revoked his commitment card. He probably blocked her, hence the only way to reach him is with her homemade sign. Number 22, women are doing whatever they can for attention these days. Here we have a woman that is taking some pictures after getting divorced, sending a message to her former lover that he already had the best, so she's no longer wishing him the best. She's definitely pissed off at him for some reason, and he probably left her because she got fat, and is no longer the best. Next up we have Mia Khalifa, hitting the wall because she's slamming men who date much younger women than him. Notice that it's usually only older women complaining about this phenomenon, and not the younger ones. She's about to hit 30 and the men her own age are starting to look for women in their early to mid-20s. Wah. Number 24, we have a man that's divorcing his wife because he can't stand the shame of her having an OnlyFriends account. Also because their 11-year-old daughter is being bullied about it. Where are Child Protective Services to get on her case? Meanwhile, simps and feminists are telling him that he's just insecure, not only about sex, but because she makes more money than him. A feminist says not all men are strong enough within themselves to handle this. Number 25, or this week's last one, shows us that a man has to have it all if he wants a woman, but a woman just has to show up. Increasingly, the normie men are realizing that what a woman brings to the table, just herself, is not good enough anymore, and they're just starting to walk away from the plantation as well, and now making memes about it. So that's another Memes of the Week video. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can to the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, check out MGTOW.TV for content that you can't get anywhere else. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.